on its first test flight, and crowds have gathered for this afternoon's launch. The sun rose at the Kennedy Space Center. Bright lights illuminated the Falcon Heavy, gleaming white on the same launch pad used by NASA almost 50 years ago to send men to the moon. And watching Wall Street right now, the Dow is up. It's up about 245 points. The NASDAQ ahead, 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 6th of February. The news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check it out. It's really a cool place to get into and go into, meet those people. Good morning, Sue. I know you're here because we just listened to you for an hour. Yes, we did. And then there's Linda.
Good morning. And we appreciate you so much, Sue. Can you turn me up a little bit, please, in my headphones? Sue McLean, obviously, is our wonderful new news director and doing such a wonderful job. And Bob has been out for a few days because of dental things, whatever. But, you know, we wish him well and a speedy recovery. And this, we're so happy to have the pros with us. You know, Sue, again, yesterday morning, and we also want to thank our the gal yesterday who came in.
Christy Largent.
Oh, yeah, Christy Largent. Excuse me. That, you're turning up. That's too much. Good. We're good.
How about now?
She loves we do that every time we come in. Christy Largent was here yesterday and asked to co-host with Carl sometime when I wasn't here. And I had said, well,
we called her bluff.
Why don't you just come in and take Monday's show. But anyway, the weather, and thank you for doing that, Christy. Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like today the temperatures are going to be a 75, the high today. Clear tonight with our lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with high of 78. Can you believe it?
Well, I know the ski park's closed again. And open. They need to have 26 degrees before they can use those, you know, their snow machines. So they're
really
open for a week. Yeah, they're open for a week, and now they're shut down.
Well, we did see, what's the name of that little bunny hill on the way up to, when we go
on the way past Lassen, Eskimo Hill?
Eskimo Hill. But there were several people there when
there
we went by
there
the other
but
day.
We didn't see them going by any snow or anything. But
Thursday calls for high of 80, Friday high of 76. And when we look at the forecast, we see clear skies. Okay, that's what we're going to get here with the weather. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Big show today. Preston Sharp coming in at 7:30. We're going to talk to him about his trip back to the White House and his mom's bringing him, or he's bringing his mom, because April has some really good
her perspective.
Insights, her perspective, yes. You know, from an adult looking at this stuff, too. Then, of course, Aaron Reznor will be with us.
Oh, wonderful.
At 8 o'clock. And we're also somewhere in there, we're going to shoehorn in Lucky Jaswani talking about an event they have going, too. But as of right now, we've got a few minutes to talk about everything right now. The Dow. Sue, this is big stuff here. I mean, we didn't even know about it yesterday when we weren't focused on any of the any news or anything.
It was the first time
Dow
crashed.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, it crashed big time. Started out again 500 points this morning, then came on back up, and it's now recovering.
Right. It's an early drop that briefly pushed into correction territory.
Yeah. Well,
that's what they're calling it.
Didn't have a. It was kind of a big day.
It was a big day. I think a lot of people were having trouble eating lunch yesterday, just trying to swallow, choking on the day. But yeah, it was over 1,000. It was like 1,175.
Yeah, by the time it finished, it dropped 15 at one point,
oh,
and then back
crazy.
Up.
Mm.
You know, people
well,
are trying
to
figure
happen.
Out. Well, yeah, they're trying to figure out how it happened and all this. You know, they're saying inflation has not snuck in, and maybe they're starting to worry a little bit about that. But the bond market's been going up, and bonds are safer than than stocks, from what I understand. So people are maybe wanting to invest more into those. But as it is, it's recovered this morning. It dropped, and it's recovered, and it's starting to go back up again. You know, every so often you need to do that. You know, what do they say?
It's a correction.
The tree of patriotism needs to be watered with blood occasionally.
Well, speaking of patriotism, let's talk a little bit about, because we were at a Super Bowl function.
All right. We did.
The people that we were with.
I did too.
After all year.
Yeah. It was a very exciting game.
The lowest rated Super
in
Bowl.
In nine years.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure out why. And even though that Philadelphia was in it for the first time, really. I mean, nobody thought they had a chance, though.
It was really exciting.
Because the underdog won.
I really like to, and you know, okay, two things coming out of my mind. I really like to watch the greats at the top of their game play. And even, you know, you can't win all the time. There's a lesson in this, that you just can't win all the time. Even if you bring your A game, things happen. You know, you're on a team. Various plays. I think that the Eagles just played really. They outsmarted them on a couple plays.
Well, they did. You know, on the pass play to the quarterback was a that was cute. The thing is that people talking about, oh, Brady's lost it. Brady threw for over 500 yards against one of the best defenses in the game. Plus, they ran the ball. It was one of those things that one play. Here they are. The Patriots get the ball with 2 minutes left on the clock. There wasn't a person there or watching that didn't believe that Tom Brady, the GOAT, Super Tom, Tommy Terrific, wasn't going to take that ball all the way down the field and score. There was nobody that thought that. Even the Eagles thought that. Uh-oh. Hope he leaves us enough time to come back. One of those things. But Eagles defense, which had been shredded all day long, stood up that time, knocked the ball away. Game's over.
He became the first player to throw a touchdown and catch one.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's going to happen?
It's called a Philly special.
It's the Philly cheesy special. And now this young man, Foles, the quarterback. Foles. The quarterback for Philadelphia is a backup guy. He's always been a backup guy. His whole life has been a backup quarterback. I mean, I don't think he's ever really started. Well, here he is, comes in. Wins four games. He wins all four big games. And the Eagles now are, you know, the world champion, the Super Bowl champion, you know, blah, blah, blah. What about him? Where's he going? Is he going to be traded? People think that he'll stay at Philadelphia next year because Carson Wentz is still going to be the man. But if Wentz hasn't come back from that knee injury, wouldn't it be nice to have a guy like this guy there, the one that the team believes in, the team likes?
Yes,
genuinely a nice guy. They would like him to stay there. You know, I think he makes, what, $4 million a year?
Something like that.
I mean, not that that's not good, but, I mean, that's, in fact, really good, considering where the rest of the world is. But but is he going to do that? But, you know, here's a guy that he was saying, I'm going to retire. I'm going to become a church pastor. This is what he wanted to do. A church pastor. He says, whether I'm in church next year or playing in the NFL, I'd be happy either way. Well, the Eagles are really glad he decided to stay in the NFL. Okay. Okay, your favorite commercial, quickly.
Oh.
Favorite commercial.
Well,
Sue, did you watch it? What's your favorite commercial?
Oh, my favorite commercial. It's kind of touchy-feely. It was the Budweiser where they did the water instead of beer and helped out Texas and those people that were...
Oh, that was good.
I just really like the emotion behind it.
Humanitarian.
Exactly. Yes. But, you know, touchy-feely.
Yeah.
There were no horses in it this year.
No
Budweiser horses.
No, but somebody else did, didn't they?
Tide.
Yes.
The Tide commercial.
The Tide commercial was funny.
Tide went all the way through. You know, every time there was something, well, it's because your clothes are really clean because of Tide, you know.
Well, I like the Giants, of course. The dirty dancing was just hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I asked...
The time of my life.
Yes. And I liked this.
That was funny.
Steven Tyler... On the where he went back in time,
backwards on the Kia.
No, Was that a Kia?
It was a Kia.
Okay, and then I also like the, and I don't remember what it was, but the robots when they were cracking up at the
Verizon.
Yeah.
And at the,
one,
the first commercial.
That was good.
When he goes, and they start, the guy says, well, you're not very smart. And then everything is laughing at him. I'm just, all the robots are laughing at him.
Pieces, arms, legs.
Arms are all laughing, you know, beating on the, oh. And he goes and he says, well, how come you're changing? My coworkers are laughing at me.
All right. That's for all the nerds out there.
There we go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break now. You know, one thing is, you know, we were gone for the weekend. Oh, and by the way, here's something you may want to do. As you're leaving the hotel, and you've already paid, ooh, you know, you paid up front. Mm-hmm. But as you're leaving, what you ought to do is you go down and you check your
bill.
Check your bill, because our friends had $512 added to their bill.
Signed in at somebody's expensive dinner.
And then they said, okay, we'll just put it in a disputed file and you can leave. He goes, no.
Oh, wait, no,
I'm not.
I don't think so.
So they do it and they find out who signed it. And it was one of the NFL, you know, retired stars that were there, you know, for this big Super Bowl party, had signed off in their room for $512 for a dinner for several people.
But now I just, you know, to his defense.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't on purpose.
Could have mixed the numbers up. You know, you could have been in a celebratory mood.
But he signed his name. It wasn't like he just put the thing. He signed it, and then he signed his name, too. I mean, with big letters, so everybody knew who he was. He was a big-name football player back in the, on the Oakland Raiders back there.
So check your belt.
Yeah, so check your belt. Anyway, one of the things about coming back is sleeping in our own bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sleep number.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
My sleep number setting last night was 60. I needed some firmness. And that's the great thing about having your sleep number setting is that you can adjust it to whatever works for you.
Whatever works for you. And you know what? The thing about sleep number is that it just doesn't, I mean, you can change it every night, but your sleep doesn't get any worse. Your sleep always, always, always gets better. Sleep number. And right now you can head on down to the Sleep Number store, and it's in the Target shopping center. Go on in, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Try it out. I mean, you're talking about a bed that's going to last forever. You're talking about a bed that you can get that will adjust as you move during the night. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. Check out their newest branch down at 1845 California Street, just down from Jack's. You're going to really like it. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, I stepped into it here with the bond, my bond comment. What I repeated about bonds could be a safer investment was something I read when I was looking about why it was crashing, and they were using this as one of the reasons that it could be happening. Well, when I said that, Joe took me on, says, "Who says this? Carl selling bonds?" Okay. Now he points out some things, but then Anonymous rolled right back in and said, "Well, now maybe he's right." So the battle is now going on
in the chat room.
It's going on in the chat room. So we really want to learn about bonds and not just listen to me repeat something that I read in the Wall Street Journal. Then you could probably hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And then now they're both talking about it. So it's cool. Anyway,
well, happy anniversary again, Sue. Your wonderful husband just came
dropped
in
off a
and
dozen
dropped
roses.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh my gosh!
Happy anniversary. Came
red is passion.
You.
On the phone. Probably want to get off early today. Huh? Yeah. Well, get the logs done and get out of here. Okay.
Okay.
Did you mail all the invoices out?
I did.
Okay, then get out of here early.
I will try.
Okay.
On the phone with us this morning is a dear friend who's got a show here on Saturdays. The Conscious Living Show is Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. Good morning, and you have a special event coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
good morning.
You
well, we're great. How are you doing? Let's hear about. We are plugging the event. We want everybody to know about this incredible evening.
Well, this is an evening for women. It's really about empowerment and showing.
If you're on a cell phone,
education.
Or if you're on a speakerphone, get off the speakerphone, Nancy. You're barely breaking up.
I'm not. I'm on my headset.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Should I go back on my phone?
Yes.
Okay, let me take it off here.
Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, how's
namaste.
That? Is that better?
Yes, a lot better.
Technology. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Okay, so go ahead.
Well, I did this event on January 17th, and it was a sold-out event with a waiting list. So I decided I would do an encore because this is really the basis to a lot of other programs that I have planned for men and women in Shasta County. It's really a solid base of knowledge about anatomy and function and choice and empowerment. So it's an event called Your Yoni and You to Thy Yoni Be True, which is really about women's source of power and creativity and zest for life. And as a nurse and a health educator for over 30 years, I've worked with a lot of women over the years, and I've noticed that as women move toward their menopausal years, a lot of women lose their zest for life, and they lose their connection to the fun part and the intimate part of their lives. And as a sexologist, I can help women recapture that so that they feel that spicy aliveness again. And this evening is a great catalyst for that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I attended the first one that was sold out, and it was very informative. And you were having the event at Armando's?
Yes, at Armando's and Gallery House downtown.
Right, and it was just a spectacular night filled with women and a few men. Is this just a ladies only again, or is it open to?
This is ladies only. I am working on and planning a men's night. Come have a beer and let's talk about sex. And I'm going to do it at a pub.
Okay.
So I'm opening it up to men to find, if men want to find the keys to women's desire and psyche. You know, it's like I have the manual for them. So I'm going to do a night for men to come and just ask any question and, you know, get some of their confusion. Right now with the Me Too and the Time's Up, there's so much confusion between men and women, and it doesn't need to be that difficult. We really can bring it back to basics so that men and women can have even better relationships than they've ever had before.
Well, we love how you are constantly educating and you're reaching out into the North State. We know that there's been a lot of, women movement in a positive way here in the North State. And you kind of kicked this off. And again, you had a waiting list. So it was for this next show, which is tomorrow night, again at Armando's. How do we get tickets? Where do we go?
If you go to my website, which is DR, as in Dr. DRNSP, as in Nancy Sutton Pierce, so drnsp.com, and if you go to the tab at the top that says Upcoming Events, it's right there, and you can click on it. You can buy the ticket right through there. It's through PayPal. I'll send you the ticket. It's dinner. It's a couple glasses of wine. It's dessert. It's coffee and tea, and it's a presentation, a raffle. And it's a chance to really be with women and have really deep, meaningful conversations, perhaps about topics that you've not discussed before, but felt compelled or curious about knowing how other women felt about things. And it's really a beautiful way to kind of normalize a lot of things that women have felt they were abnormal.
I like that, the way that you explain that normalized, because I did attend the last event. It was beautiful with some of my dear friends, and I would know that they would attest to the same thing, that we talked about a lot of subject matters that night, that you made it fun and open that we could discuss it, and I think a lot of people felt like a freedom afterwards.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, that's the point, is that we get so locked up in our own worry that we don't have the opportunities to just kind of open up and find out that, you know, we're okay. We're normal, and being curious and having confusion and the array of emotion and fears is all part of the human process, and we're not alone.
Well, thank you, Dr. Nancy. Big question.
You're welcome.
Big question I
and
have.
Carl,
is big. Big
when
question.
When you do the men's night, I know you're going to be the mascot.
Oh, the mascot. No. The big question I have is: are they going to trade Foles next year from Philadelphia? I mean, you're looking for answer. You know, guys have questions. So you're going to be up on your football and cigars.
I'm going to. Everything I talk about is going to either have a. It's going to relate to cars or sports.
Oh, okay.
Or legs. Okay. So I figure that'll keep their attention.
All right. Okay, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, her events
tomorrow night.
Go to her Facebook page.
Limited seating,
6 to 9 p.m. Armando's.
Yeah.
And it's a great evening for women, and you will leave feeling a sisterhood and an empowerment that you didn't know you were missing.
Super.
All right. Let's talk later today. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right, take care. It's really going to be a fabulous event. So.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, here's the only place in the world you can have your heating on in the morning and air conditioning going on in the afternoon, right here in Reading. So you need to have people that can handle your heating and cooling You got to be able to trust them and count on them. That's right. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century, a better-known business that he does what he says he's going to do. He and all of his people. I've got a large group there. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Really, really, really super people. You can count on them. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Bye. Good morning! Today's Sue's anniversary and there's flowers in here. She doesn't know that I have to have an EpiPen give me a shot because of roses.
Oh, no, you don't. You're kidding.
Didn't know that, did you?
No, I was just thinking,
not.
Job opening. Oh, that's so funny. Hey, you know what? We really appreciate it when our men remember us. That was really sweet. He came in and gave you a kiss.
Did anybody do the Crackmaster commercial yesterday? No.
I really want to say while we're on the roses that I really appreciate that you, out of the blue, sent me and they delivered to the house purple roses. And
aww.
That's kind of our we have this thing about purple roses. And I don't know what that means in the rose conversation.
Once every 10 years. It's okay.
Don't say that.
I have to find, you ever tried to find purple roses? But then we throw it out again to Liberty Florist up off Lake Boulevard. They did it. Anyway, hey, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You got a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length? Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's always fixing it. He guarantees his work. You can't ask for a better person to work on your windshield. I'm telling you, on something like this, a little chip or that big crack, he can take care of it. Jeff Wurst, veteran. He's not gonna just kind of spin you in circles, take your money. He's gonna say I can fix it or I can't fix it. If he fixes it, he guarantees it for life. Yeah, his life. There you go. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call, 241-8373. Just let everybody know, April Sharp is on her way. Got a little bit of a late start this morning, but should be a couple minutes out.
And give Preston, of course, the world-famous Preston Sharp. Hey, just a kind of a change in the conversation. You know when they had in Hawaii how they had the missile alert, and then there was another place, help me, with the second alert. Well, there's been a tsunami warning in Palm Beach that came out in
text. Wow, talk about somebody coming in and a minute
yes.
later.
Yes, hi. We were just talking about a tsunami warning that was another accident that happened out of Palm Beach. But speaking of tsunamis.
Yeah, speaking of our own Reading tsunami.
Oh, my gosh.
We have Preston Sharp here in the studio.
On the whirlwind of coming.
Okay, let's get you over there, buddy. Grab a seat.
Yeah, we're taking pictures, too. We have Frank in the house. And
there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So look at you. My God, are you growing? You're
there, buddy.
Yeah, you're almost tall as Donald Trump. President Trump, I should say. Okay.
You've got to talk someplace in here. Okay. Good morning, Preston.
You are now live. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So tell us about it. How was it? Tell us what you did.
It was amazing, and I met the vice president, the second lady, the secretary of the VA, and the undersecretary of the VA, and I met the president and the first lady.
Oh, I think we all know that you met the first lady. I mean, is there anybody in the world that doesn't know what Preston Sharp looks like now? So
and April Sharp, the three.
And April, come on over here because I want to hear also. Yeah, I know it's Preston, but you know you're an adult and you have most of the time because we know April.
You had
here,
the guide and lead.
That's true. And I tell you what, you both
and
were
your brother,
such
yeah.
so that great cool. representations mm-hmm. for Reading. You two were so.
Are you pinching yourself still?
Hmm?
Are you pinching yourself still?
Kinda.
Okay, so what was the thing that really, I mean, everything I know was kind of overwhelming, but what was the, is there one or two things that you just really stand out for you?
Meeting the, talking with the president and the first lady after the State of the Union.
Okay, so
what was
the conversation about, if I can ask?
It was just like congratulations, and we need more Americans like you. And,
well, we do. April, how did this all? You know, April looks at me. She was in the offices the other day, and she goes, "There's something happening." I can't tell you though.
Top secret clearance. I wanted to tell you so bad, but the White House said to not tell anyone, and right. So that was very hard secret to keep.
I know,
yes.
and it was killing me. I know, and I was trying. I was trying hard. I was going. Okay, let's talk about areas then. Is it maybe East Coast? And you looked at me and you go, I can't say anything. And I went, and I'm thinking because I never did get it together about the State of the Union speech. I thought it was going to be something where you went back and you met the president. I really did. I thought it was going to be something like that, but not that.
Yeah, so, right.
Pretty big.
Did it get any bigger? I don't think.
That was Preston's thing where he said got to meet with the president, talk to him mm-hmm. afterwards. What about you, Mom?
Well, I think just spending, we got to the White House at 12:30, and, you know, that's pretty early our time. And so just spending that long at the White House, I mean, to go bowling at the White House was, like, kind of surreal.
Go bowling at the White House.
Not very many people can say that.
No. Preston, how'd you do?
Okay.
Did okay. Huh? Yeah. Are they in pretty good shape? The Elaines.
Yeah, they are.
Are they in good shape? Hey, yeah. I have a question for you. Do you journal?
No.
Okay. So when you go back and you try to piece together the day or the day before or the trip, what's your thought process? Do you get up in the morning? I mean, I think it's so weird, first of all, let me ask you, you come back and you have to go to school, and you're like, okay, I really love my friends and I love my school, but it's hard to relate, you know, because they're, you're doing something so different than many of them are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I came back, they all like congratulated me and like wanted to know if I met the president, and they were super excited. But I just try to not think that I'm
different
than them.
Good for you.
Yeah, you know what? You started something. In case if there's somebody out there from another planet that just landed, the story of Preston Sharp is this. Mom, you all were at the cemetery, right? And what happened?
He says it better.
Okay, what happened, Preston?
So we were at the cemetery, Veterans Day of 2015, right after my 10th birthday, and I went to Reading Memorial Cemetery to honor my grandfather, who's in the Navy. And when I went there, I was thinking it was Veterans Day, and there's going to be flags out all over the veterans' gravesites. And when I got there, there wasn't. So I got really frustrated with that, and my mom taught me, if you see something wrong, to do something about it. And so since that day, I've placed over 40,000 flags and flowers on veterans' gravesites, and I also clean the stones if they need to be cleaned.
And this movement that you started, has it spread at all? Are there other kids like yourself now starting to pick up that flag?
Yeah, so I started a thing called the FNF Challenge, and that's getting more kids to do it. So that's how I'm trying to get more kids.
Is it called
not
only for flag and flower? Is that FNF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not only kids doing it, but adults. And
right.
Carl, I believe we challenged you,
you challenged me a long time
ago.
Carl's
going
to be out there. What do I have to do though? Because I get challenged to do this. Do I go out there and I have to take a photo of me doing it, or do I just go out there and do it?
You have to take a photo.
So take a photo.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then
go out there with the flags and the flowers. We'll
do it.
It'll be this week, in fact, and we'll jump back in there. Right. But there's one more thing, though. This is something that you all have done out of your own greatness, of course. But also it costs money. And there's a GoFundMe site, or is there another site that people can help? Because somebody's got to buy these, you know, these flags and flowers, which you all have done, then gone to other states where people have invited you and then paid for it up there, too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So I have a webpage, PrestonSharp.net, and you could donate there, buy shirts, and you can find all of my links to my social media.
Okay.
You do a lot of social media. It's very impressive. You showed the picture of you sitting at the desk, the famous desk. You know, of course, with Facebook, it goes by so quickly. You saw all the coins, all the challenge coins that you received. There were five, right?
Did you make any?
Yes.
Did you make any big decisions while you were sitting at the Oval in the desk at the Oval Office?
I never went to the desk at the Oval.
Oh, you didn't get that one.
I just took a picture with the president.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's all. Was it a selfie, maybe? Would that have been great, a selfie with the president?
The vice president actually is really good at taking selfies. That's what I got a selfie with.
Mm-hmm. Was Preston shy there?
Oh, absolutely
no.
Not.
Oh, no. Of course not.
There's pictures of him. I just took pictures of him walking in front of me because he would just, he walked in there like he owned the White House and was like, walking around like, what? Here I am.
Well, did you tell him, Preston, since you are an American, that you do own part of that White House? Yeah,
we all own
part of that White House.
I'm glad your brother had the opportunity to go with your older brother.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Stephen.
Stephen Sharp. So he had the opportunity to kind of ride along with you and be...
Yeah.
How cool was that? And didn't he sit in LaMalfa's seat? LaMalfa,
yes. I'm very appreciative for Doug, because if it wasn't for Doug, Stefan wouldn't be able to go to the State of the Union. He would have been able to, you know, go to the White House and experience that with us, but he wouldn't have been able to go to the State of the Union. So
we're so proud of you, April. You know, I think that
you did a good job.
We're commending, of course, the wonderful thoughts and deeds that Preston is doing. But it takes a mother's guidance and how you're able to, you know, grow the garden and with a mother's love and help and guidance. So, you know, hats off to your incredible job as a mom, too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's true. And I tell you, April, you're a very, very intelligent woman. And there's no doubt in my mind that once Preston got this thing going and decided to do it, that if it had been a lot of other mothers, it would have been really nice for that one day. But it wouldn't have gone any further. So it is something that we owe, the country also owes, besides Preston. And everybody's, you know, applauding for you, young man, and you richly deserve it. Mom, you need a big hand. Yeah. You need a big hand, too.
Thank you.
Well, we've gotten to know you over the past 2 or 3 months.
And, yeah.
Or better, got to know you better.
Right.
And it's just, it's obvious. Okay, Preston, I hate to ask you this. What's your next big deal?
Okay. My goal is to honor veterans in all 50 states. So far, I've done 6. And my ultimate goal is to have flags out on veterans' gravesites and veterans' cemeteries on Veterans Day.
All over.
Yeah.
Thousands. Thousands. That's what it'll be.
So it would be like we have wreaths across America in December and flags across the F&F Day, Preston Sharp F&F Day with Veterans Day. We can all see that goal, and it's all based on integrity. An honor.
You're the man. Okay. What did you tell? Did you give any advice to the president?
No.
Did you tell him something like, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, but I'd like to see more more flags out on the graves?
I did not tell him that.
You didn't?
We did tell him about Veterans Day, though.
He explained it to him? Oh, how it happened, how you did it?
No, how Veterans Day, he wants flags out on Veterans Day at Veterans Cemeteries.
Yeah.
So in IGO, He went in there and spoke to Mark, the manager of IGO Cemetery. And so for the last 2 Veterans Days at IGO, Preston has placed the flag and real red carnations on Veterans Day. And before that, before Preston walked into his office on Veterans Day, there was no flags out.
So you don't put them all up by yourself, though? I mean, there must be.
No, we have help.
Yeah, I know. But you can always have a big day. You know, a lot of people can come out and help them. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but are you the one that provides the flowers and the flags?
Yeah. We buy them with the funding that we get, and we bring them to the cemetery.
Okay. So let's talk about school. What do you find that your mind, does your mind wander when you have to go into a science project, or can you leave that behind and go right into your, like, focus in your science project? Can you multitask?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't, so I think that's a great thing.
So your grades, you're keeping your grades up too, then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's touched you. I mean, here that you became literally world famous in the space of, like, you went from Preston Sharp, whom we all knew and loved and appreciated, to a Preston Sharp that everybody knew and loved. I mean, you're probably one of the 2 times all the Democrats and all the Republicans got up at one time and applauded.
Mm-hmm.
Was you? You see that as a unification thing here? Is taking care of our fallen veterans? Think that could happen?
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah. I think that you know, if nothing else, if you can't agree on anything else, maybe we can agree on that. That those have fallen in, you know, or have served our country in the past, that they need to be honored.
Did you feel, what was the energy, April, like? Did you feel in the chambers? From what we could see, it was just very divided. How did it feel live?
It did feel very, I was concentrating on my shoulders are back, my, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I get it.
That I wasn't slumpy or sucking on my teeth.
You're holding yourself.
It was very surreal. It was, you know what? It was, a lot of standing up and down. And, you know, some points where you were just like, oh, my gosh, it's time to stand up again. It's like, my legs hurt the next day from standing up. It was like a lot of squat.
Yeah.
But, it was an amazing experience. And before the State of the Union started, we got to go in a room with just the first lady, the second lady, and 3 other people. And that's it. It was just us. There was one little guy in a corner, probably a security agent, just in a corner. But we were just sitting down, just chatting with the first and second lady. It was amazing. And then we were like, oh my gosh, what do you say to the first, like,
what do you say? And what do you say?
So I said, if you had to name one experience since you've been the first lady that, that one moment that meant the most to you, what would it be and why? Is what I asked her. And she said it was definitely going to children's hospitals and seeing the children and spending time with them, she said.
Wow. See, mm-hmm. That's not something you might necessarily think.
That she would say.
That she would say.
So she seems like a very gracious, beautiful woman. And yeah, loves very. Children. So mm-hmm. there was yeah. very appropriate, not that you're a child, but I mean younger people in... You know, her dedication as a mom, we see that as well.
Oh, yes.
That she would have Preston sitting next to her of all the people. I mean, there were a lot of people that they honored. They did they honored a lot of very
a lot of people.
Wonderfully done with that. Yeah,
what did you think? What did you think? I saw you nodding your head. Did you feel at ease with the First Lady?
Well, I just didn't know what to say, and it was just amazing to be there and talking to her, and it was just amazing.
Like Vice President Pence, pretty cool guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh.
Is he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, he is so nice. He walked in the room, him and his wife, and they were just acting like they were your best friends and taking selfies with everyone and just like being real people and just very down to earth. Amazing. Amazing people.
Oh, so the one thing you're going to take away from this one, then, and we'll let you out of here because I know you got to go to school here. What time does school start?
8:30.
Oh, okay, 8:30. So what's the one thing you really took away? I know that's not. I mean, there's. So, I realize that this is kind of a tough question because it was.
There was so much.
So much yeah. that went on. But did you feel a genuine? I guess the thing is, did you feel a genuine, caring about our veterans from the people you met?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Trump on down.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Secretary of the VA, definitely really happy and gave me a challenge coin, and the Vice President gave me a challenge coin, so.
That was pretty amazing. And the Undersecretary actually went to, because Preston was like, well, if I'm going to be there, I'm going to honor a state. I'm going to honor veterans mm-hmm. in a different state.
Yeah.
So it was so amazing. The undersecretary actually picked us up right. from our hotel and drove, I don't know, was it like 45 minutes to an hour away and honored Maryland with us. And it was so amazing. That was his day off. He didn't have to do that. And the fact that he spent time out to honor veterans with us was amazing.
So you went to a Maryland VA mm-hmm. cemetery then and were able to put flowers and flags on, or just?
Yeah.
Just flags.
Just flags. Just flags. Okay. That's great.
We did flowers. I don't know why. Yeah.
He
flowers
did.
Too.
Yes. Red carnations.
That's great. Okay, everybody. We've got time to, it's only February. We have November coming up. So if you want to jump in here and start helping Preston, get this thing together and get so, because he's got many more than just the ones here and I go to do. You can do the Preston Sharp. There was also a GoFundMe page somebody started, I thought, too. That's somebody handed me. Preston Sharp.
We started
Vet Flags and Flowers. But the business account doesn't take as much percent as GoFundMe does.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do the business account then.
So, and you go to PrestonSharp.org?
.net.
.net. PrestonSharp.net.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we've given you some names of other people I hope that you've reached out to. They say they want to help. And if you do want to help, can they call you, April?
Well, if they want to help, they can just go to,
his website.
He posts where he's going to be, and he's going to Boise, Idaho in a week and a half. And we're going to honor veterans in Boise, Idaho.
That's a great place. Don't move there. Not right away. Okay. Just don't move there right away. a lot of people are moving to Boise for some reason. Anyway, Preston.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's an amazing story. I appreciate you taking your time. And, wow, what a great thing that happened.
Any last thing you want to say here from the whole day, April or Preston? I mean, we've covered a lot of stuff. But any last thought or anything?
Don't think so. You guys covered a lot.
The motorcade was amazing, too.
Oh, you had a motorcade?
That was fun.
You were in a motorcade?
We were behind the president.
In a motorcade?
Yes. There and back to the Capitol, which was amazing.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, behind the president, but...
So you're one of those big limos?
Yeah, we had like a bus.
A limo bus.
Were there Secret Service on there?
We were going fast.
Oh, yeah.
They don't mess around.
No, they clear the streets and they
How
get
exciting.
Moving.
How exciting.
Oh, yeah. Just the fact that we were on that and we were like, oh, my God. It was so... The whole moment, the whole day was like so surreal. It just went by so fast. I wish I could go back and like do it all over again just so I can like... Take things more
different
in.
Different parts. Okay, but let me say this one more time, and then you can have final word here, Linda, is that you two looked absolutely great.
Yes.
I mean, you really did. You were standing, of course, Preston, you're coming down. You're next to Melania.
In her beautiful cream suit.
Yeah, in her beautiful cream suit. And then, Mom, you looked absolutely great, too. I mean, big smile on your face, the whole shooting match. And we have, come on in, Rick.
Okay, we didn't take a break. We're just bumping the break because this is important. Rick Ortega's here, and you want to take the mic?
Yes. Very proud of you, Preston, and your mama. So, on behalf of BFW Post 1934, I want to give you this little pin here, and that says BFW. Wear it proudly for everything you do, everything you represent, everything you stand for, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, here's another little pin with a ribbon on it. Want to give that as well. But on the behalf of BFW Post 1934 and every veteran in this community, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Study hard. Go to school.
I will.
Thanks. That's Rick Ortega, one of the leaders down here in the veteran community, but also on BFW Post 1934.
Add that to your wonderful collage.
Your collection there. I
love
got
our veterans.
Things.
You know, I didn't realize how much I loved our veterans. My dad's a veteran and several veterans in our family, but I married a veteran who 30 years in the Marine Corps, and then I saw this beautiful community here in Reading of veterans, and my heart is just so open wide for the love for our veterans that really fought for our country. So, Preston, this is wonderful to see that filled your heart, the spirit filled your heart when you walked into the cemetery that day. And you have a calling, and you're fulfilling this calling, and people can see it, they feel it, they love on you for loving the veterans.
Thank you.
Thank you, Preston. Thank you, April,
Thank
for
you.
Bringing him in today. All right, go to school, stay out of trouble. All right, today, you know.
Hello.
Okay.
We did have a call, and we had a question for Preston.
Okay.
And they just wanted to know, what do you say when you're at a gravesite? Do you say anything when you're down there putting on the flags and the flowers?
Yeah. So I say the veteran's name out loud, and then thank you for your service. And then I move on to the next veteran.
And tell them why you do that.
Why you did that.
Why you say it out loud.
Why you say their name.
So... I do that because whenever a veteran's name is not said, it will be forgotten.
The veteran will be forgotten.
Yeah.
So you say it so the veteran will, if somebody is remembering that veteran at that moment, and will always be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, son. Well.
So we expect you to do your F&F challenge. Don't forget to say the veteran's name out loud.
Veteran's name out loud.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. And we'll put it on our Facebook.
Absolutely.
And we'll challenge a bunch of other people, too.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Take an early break?
Well, it's going to be hard to do that because we've still got 3 minutes to go before the 8 o'clock hour. If we could take a break, then we'd just be sitting here looking at each other.
Did you write a thank you note to the president and the first lady?
No, I did not.
Are you going to?
Maybe now.
I think it'd be a great.
Yeah, we can.
I think you should write a thank you note to all the people that you met and with Preston Sharp stationery.
You know what was really
lift that thing.
You
up
know what was really neat to see also is before the State of the Union. So we were walking on Monday in Washington, and people And this nice suit says, "Oh my gosh, that's Preston Sharp." And I was like, "Are you serious? Like, we're in Washington and we're just walking down the street and they know him." And it was such an amazing moment as a mom. I was like, "How do you know that's Preston Sharp?" And they're like, "Well, we're from the VA. Of course we know Preston Sharp. Everybody knows Preston Sharp."
In the VA, and yeah. Well,
walking through the hall, that was such an amazing moment also. And then walking through the halls of the VA, there was not one person that did not know Preston. Everybody knows Preston at the VA. And he just walks around those halls like he's, you know, like he's a part of it. And they love him. And it was such an amazing experience to have feel so warm and fuzzy just being in the VA and having everyone just love him to death and know him already. And that was before the State of the Union, so that was quite amazing.
Well, you know what, Preston, when you do something like that, son, I think everybody that's associated with veterans, all of a sudden you become, you know, you come up on their radar scopes, and then from back there, maybe they, you know, maybe they made a big thing, which they should have, about a young man who on his own has put over 40,000 flags and carnations out.
With the help of good friends and volunteers, which I'm sure you're always looking for.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. And you all we all know how to get a hold of you. But one more time, real quick,
my webpage, PrestonSharp.net.
Okay, that's the way you do it. Okay, thanks a lot, son. Thanks a lot, Preston Sharp, and thanks a lot, Mom April Sharp, for providing the logistical support.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, it was great.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We'll have Aaron. We're going to have Aaron Resner running for city council be with us.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
We're tumbling back into the red right now. The Dow down about 29 points. All of this begs the question, what is an investor to do?
Most investors should simply try to ignore the kind of volatility that we're faced with.
Easier said than done for economist Hugh Johnson.
It is going to end fairly soon, and we'll have a quick reversal to the upside. But to restore confidence of individual investors in the markets is going to take a long time. So we're not going to go back to the kinds of trading performance that we had between the election and a week ago.
So for now,
close your eyes, hold your breath, hang on.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Vice President Pence has arrived in Japan. It's the second stop of an Asia trip. He says we'll step up the pressure on North Korea over its nuclear program. The House Intelligence Committee votes to release a Democrat memo rebutting allegations of anti-Trump bias and surveillance abuse contained in a recently released Republican memo.
Sending the measure to the White House to decide. Before the vote, a presidential spokesman had said the decision to declassify would be handled the same as the Nunes memo last week. The 10-page memo, authored by committee Democrats, is intended to rebut the GOP memo that alleges surveillance abuses at the FBI.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A British judge upholding a UK arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. That leaves him still a wanted man in the country where he has spent more than 5 years holed up inside the Ecuadorian embassy. Wall Street, the Dow down 65 points, and NASDAQ is off 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
The French president heading to Corsica for a 2-day visit at a time when nationalists on the Mediterranean island are gaining influence.
This two-day visit could prove tricky for President Macron after demonstrations for greater autonomy at the weekend. President Macron is to pay homage to the prefect, Claude Erignac, shot dead 20 years ago on his way to a classical music concert. The Speaker of the island's assembly, Jean-Guy Talamoni, won't attend the ceremony. Mr. Talamoni has called for an amnesty for Ivan Colonna, who's serving a life sentence for the shooting. President Macron will make an address on Wednesday, but the minister responsible for Corsica said last month she couldn't see the Corsican language getting equal status with French on the island, a key nationalist demand.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. Poland's president says he does plan to sign into law a controversial proposal to outlaw blaming Poland for crimes committed during the Holocaust. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Super Bowl ratings are in, and while the game was a winner, the ratings were not.
There are signs the Super Bowl is no longer the vehicle to attract a super audience. Nielsen reports 103.4 million people watched the game on Sunday. That represents a 7% drop from last year. Sunday's game is also the lowest Super Bowl audience on TV since 2009, despite it being a close one, which resulted in an upset win by the Philadelphia Eagles over the New England Patriots. The all-time largest audience, 2015. When 114.4 million people watched the Patriots take on the Seattle Seahawks. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Trump says it's disgraceful that Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson was killed by someone who's in the U.S. illegally. The president continuing to prod Democrats to work with him on illegal immigration and border security issues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 6th of February, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew, newly remodeled. Same great service, same great walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week.
Good morning, and everybody in the chat pack at KCNR1460.com. We love you, and thank you for joining us. And we just love our morning, and thank you, Sue, who's at our helm today. Bob is out getting, I think he's got some, whatever he's having, some kind of...
He's having a procedure.
A procedure, there you go.
When you reach 40, you start having procedures.
There's more procedures than usual.
Something to look forward to, huh?
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. Today's going to be sunny with our highs. Our temperatures reaching around 75, about 9 to 13 miles per hour. Our winds today and tonight is clear with our temperatures around 48. Tomorrow calls for a high near 78 with our lows of 50. Thursday sunny again with, we're getting around 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of around 46. Friday, 76. Saturday, 70. Sunday, 71. And Monday, around 69. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know what? It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. The only place that Linda goes down to buy stuff, or that I go down to buy stuff for Linda. It's mainly me buying stuff for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, if they can design it, they can build it, they can get gems from all over the world at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Well, the political season started.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting with us is one of the first people to say that she was going to run, Erin Resner.
Through a hat in the ring. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
How are you, Erin?
I'm doing pretty well.
There we go.
We're talking about wonderful. I just start off, if you don't mind, just a little accolade and praise. First of all, thank you for what you and your husband, Chris, do for our community. You are so generous, so amazingly generous. And you are also a mother of three.
Yeah.
and homeschool as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now owning, I've lost count because I think you have another one in the works. So we're at, what, nine?
We have eight.
Okay.
We have eight.
Okay.
But you're also in the process of helping other people open theirs, too.
Yes. Right? Chris and I really enjoy the development process. So
that other people can then enjoy also owning mm-hmm. their own. Because
mm-hmm.
I asked him a few years ago, I said, okay, I want one. He says, well, a couple of years ago, you could have had one,
mm-hmm.
but not now.
No.
You have to be a part of the culture and work there. Yeah.
It is a culture, and it's a beautiful culture. And if you just need a little pick-me-up, and I'm not talking coffee, I'm talking about mood elevator, drive-through, a Dutch Brothers coffee location, and the staff... There's just something that's really beautiful that comes out of the culture of the people that work there. It's a spirit. And you guys have helped embody this, bringing forward to this positive energy through your work.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty unique and different in their own sort of way. But I think one unifying factor that they all have is that they all just really love people. And you can't hire that. I mean, you can hire it. You just can't train it. And so we just look for people who genuinely care about others.
Isn't that great?
It is, because you're right. I can't train Sue. I can train Sue to run the board.
Mm-hmm.
I can't train Sue to be the effervescent personality she is,
mm-hmm.
you know, when she's doing the news and being happy about reading the news, making the news sound interesting as opposed to a bunch of numbers people reading at you. Oh, it's just something you're born with, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So stepping from this, where people are constantly happy and working together as a team, to...
And being totally involved in the community for all these years.
Yeah, but stepping from that into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think that for so long, my husband and I have stayed out of that, taking any sort of political stance on anything, mainly because our main concern was just to love on our community. Our community's blessed us, and we just really wanted to give back in that sort of way. And I think that you can only sit on the sidelines for so long before you feel like, all right, I'm going to put my stake in the ground. This is my town, and I want it to be great.
Well, and, okay, so which is a good statement, because I think all of us would like our city to move forward. Would you say our city is in the process of moving forward right now, is a process of kind of like trying to tread water, or just barely able to keep their head above the water?
I would say that I'm super hopeful for where it is. I think that we have so many possibilities. In our like public launch the other day, I made a reference to Corey from the Civic making a social media post about people in our town who are enthusiasts, and other people tagged probably about 30 different folks in our community. And I was so inspired and encouraged at looking at that list, thinking, man, all of those people are all doing the same sort of thing that I'm doing, just in a different sort of way of saying, what is it could I do to help Reading be a better Reading? And I think that we all have the intention to head in a different direction. I think we just have to sort of get on the same bus and start heading there, because otherwise I do think that we will be treading water. I think that there are probably a couple of topics in which that we are treading water on, but as far as like what the culture is overall, or the heart of our city, I think the heart of our city is still really strong.
That's good. Okay, so what would be one of the first things if you're elected, or when you're elected?
You mean one of the first things that I would tackle?
Yes.
I think that first and foremost, when you come into a leadership position, similar to like when I talk to a manager who comes into a new, you know, we promote somebody from within and they come into a new stand, that I think first and foremost, the best thing to do is create that relationship with the people around you. And so I think that I would be going around to staff and trying to figure out what is it that they each bring to the table. What are the things? I mean, I'm currently doing some of that now. But what's working well, asking staff what's working well, what's not working well, so that I have not only my perspective and what it is that I feel like the community outside, but also inside. Because those are the people who you're going to give. If you're going to give the city manager a directive, this is what something in which that we want to see. Those people below him have to believe in that directive. And I think that in order to do that, they have to feel believed in also. And so I think first and foremost, I would be attempting to build relationship with all of those that I was going to be working with. And then I think that I would probably attempt to tackle some of those harder topics.
Do you think there's so many things that are facing the city. So we're going to take a quick break right now and come back into that. And the first one, of course, is public safety.
Mm-hmm.
And because that one is one that continues to be a problem that mm-hmm. started, as we all know, back when AB 109 started mm-hmm. years ago mm-hmm. and doesn't seem to be getting too much better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first question I want to ask you when we come back, is that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark and Company. If you want to have really super compassionate home care in your home for your loved ones, it's Sharon Clark. She takes she handpicks people that when she puts over to a home or for your loved ones, whether it's short-term or long-term, she's got the right people doing the job. And she wants your family or your loved ones to be where they're at their happiest in their home. Home Helpers. Check her out at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor, candidate for Reading City Council.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday. Oh my gosh, is time flying by. It's the 6th of February, 8:17 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott here with our morning show, and Aaron Reznor, running for city council, is our guest. We have to do a little shout-out to one of our lovely sponsors.
This is, of course, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, based right now out of 30 counties and growing to another to 32 here as soon as he gets time to go over and start them. But if you're looking for concealed carry, defensive pistol, tactical rifle, so many different classes, team building for your business, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. And a comment here is that it was really cool to see Preston and his mom. They saw a problem. They started to settle it or started to take care of it, and they haven't asked for government funding ever. So we're here with Aaron Reznor, who is running for Reading City Council. And when I left, I asked about public safety because this is the big, you know, this is the skunk on the table that everybody notices, and then now everybody is talking about, but nobody seems to be coming up with answers. What are some of the things that you would like to see happen?
I think that there's always the balance between what can we pay for and what can we not pay for. So something that would be free for us would be, I think that we have a plenty of people in the community who would sign up to do some sort of community patrol. And so of course those people would need to be put through some training, of which I've come up with a fun little outline. I won't bog everybody down with those details, but, some sort of community patrol. Maybe they could patrol between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. around, we set out, say, like 15 blocks of the downtown corridor. Because I don't think that people routinely feel safe, or women walking by themselves usually feel safe after that time frame of when it starts to get dark walking around, so earlier in the morning or late in the afternoon. And they could just offer either directions if there were people who acted lost. They could call RPD. They would have walkie-talkies. They would have shirts, any of those sort of things. And I think that that would be something that I know that Chico has executed something like that, and then it's worked out really well for them. I would probably change a couple of things to make it unique to our city. But I think that that's something that's free that would give a little bit more sense of safety in certain areas and sense of security. I also think
it's like boots on the ground walking around that people can. So if you're walking down the block and you see two people in neon orange shirts.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
And they could call RPD if there was something that they saw, or maybe assist if there was a business owner who was trying to ask somebody to stop doing something they were doing that the business owner didn't like, that there would be somebody else who was there who maybe could just, sometimes there's, you know, strength in numbers. I also think that collectively, we are not the only city in Shasta County. And because city officials cannot decide things that are going on in the jail, and because that is a county and a sheriff sort of situation, the thing in which that we can do is that collectively, as all of these city councils and all of these city leaders, put some pressure in areas in which that we can, and come up with some of those ideas to put forward and to put pressure on them all working together. Pretty often, in my personal opinion, I think that the county supervisors get to meet on Tuesday mornings when other people are at work. And I think that the city takes a lot of flack for that. But I think that recently I spoke with the sheriff, and he had a handful of really good ideas of reorganizing a couple of things within the jail that would give us more jail space, of which those are things that we need. We need to come up with areas in which that we can have some more beds. I've probably listened to, well, now, two different police chiefs say that if they could get somewhere between 50 and 100 people off of the streets, that it would just drastically change what the outlook of our city was.
The sheriff has brought up a way of being able to, in fact, it was just in a meeting the other day where the head of the jail was in there, mm-hmm. about some things they can do. And, you know, frankly, we're looking at, ideally, probably like 200. But I think, mm-hmm. right now we'd settle for 5 and then start working our way up that way so we have more,
yep.
more beds. But as you know, we can have more cops, but we still, unless we do something about that jail space, mm-hmm. which then you have to do something about courtrooms, then you have to do something about judges.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put more people and more cops on the street, some people believe that will also curtail the crime because there's somebody out there when they're getting ready to drain your gas tank or steal something, mm-hmm. and a police car drives by. Working with, but bringing that up about the jail. What kind of are you more revenue sharing with the county? Something to help them get off their butts. Besides the fact there's a lot of people running right now against incumbents.
There are a lot of people. It would be interesting to see a little bit of a shake up there. And so we'll see how that translates.
Well, I want to know why, and I'd be curious because you're so involved with the community, why we don't do fundraisers for, to fund a cop, a position for to bring somebody in. If they can't afford it, if the city can't afford it, how about the citizens coming forth and saying, we're going to do a $250,000 pot here, hire two guys for a year?
I think that we can totally do that because that's something that's similar to the 707 Alliance in which that they wanted to keep the NPU around for mm-hmm. another year. So I think that we can do that same. I think that we can do that same thing.
Well, you know, Bethel has put in, gosh, what was it, $700,000 or something like that? It was some huge amount of money. The Wind Rivers mm-hmm. popped for $250,000, mm-hmm. and then the Board of Realtors, not Realtors, mm-hmm. but the hotels, have put in for also put in and paid for police. The only problem with that is it's not money that you can count on being there every year. It's not a long-term thing. You can hire four, you can hire two, you can hire seven. But you don't know where it's going to be, a year from there. So that's one of the things is that we need to increase the amount of money
mm-hmm.
that's coming into Reading.
I think it's twofold. I think that it is a reappropriation of certain funds and where we're spending money now. And I think that it also is doing things like being more business friendly and being a culture of encouraging entrepreneurship and those sort of things and being hungry because we can't cut our way out of the problem. I think that, like you said, we have to bring in more revenue also, which means bringing more businesses here.
Reprioritization of money. You just said that. You may not have said that word, but that's kind of what you were talking about where the money goes to. From the regular general fund?
Certainly. I think that we can probably just say government money, and that means that there is some money somewhere that is that is not being spent in the wisest way.
Really? Really? Wait a minute. Wait. You mean the high speed rail that's coming toward us, in the next 832 years?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone would probably agree with you and say that the DMV is the most efficient and happiest place that they've ever been able to go and that they would love to choose every Wednesday afternoon to spend it at the DMV.
You're cracking me up.
So I think that there are naturally, I think that there are, and that's sort of what I do in my business. So we operate in a state of California that puts a lot of regulations on us and mandates a lot of things. And so every year we have to get creative with the money that is coming in and how it is that we still maintain taking care of our staff, but also providing our customers with the same service. And I think that that's the same exact thing that you do. It just is different amount of zeros.
Would you support the city of Anderson, and mm-hmm. they contract a lot of their stuff out to mm-hmm. private individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're smaller, but the idea being is that they have instead of having so many electrical people, and I'm not talking about the REU, but so many things that could happen, instead of having people on on your payroll
mm-hmm.
collecting not only their pay, which I'm not going to get into right now,
right.
but also their retirement benefits. Are you willing to look at privatization throughout the whole city?
I think that you have to figure out what works best in each of those sectors, because there may be a way in which that we offer the best service for the best price underneath the city, and mm-hmm. then there may be areas in which that by privatizing certain things that we can be much more aggressive in what it is that our prices are and what it is that we're paying for certain contracts. And then I think the biggest part is when we send out some of those contracts, of holding those people accountable, because I think that there are certain areas right now where we have done that with things where we're not necessarily getting the best bang for our buck, but we've told the community, like, yes, we have privatized it, and we're saving ourselves, and we're saving ourselves money. Or somebody else is running it rather than the city running it, and they're doing the best job.
So outsourcing may not just be the answer, because we've done that in some cases, and we're not getting our value for our money?
I think that outsourcing is just not the easiest. I think it's not the easiest answer. I think that it may be the best answer in certain situations, but it may not be the best answer in others. And I think that you have to, I think you have to approach it in a way in which that everything's on the table and every individual.
Everything's
thing,
on the table.
Everything has
everything's
to be on the table.
Everything's got to be on the table.
Absolutely. I don't think that you can operate in a way where you're like, everything is on the table except for this one big elephant we're going to keep over
right
here in the corner of the room and present.
And the reason we're doing that is we're protecting, and all this goes back 10 years ago and blah, 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 and just you don't need to know about that.
Yeah, I think people really, really care about authenticity, and they really care about transparency. And I think when you're honest with people and you share your why or any of those sort of things, I think that everybody around the table, that there's a way to do that in which everybody feels valued.
Well, I think that's beautifully said, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, Aaron Reznor is our special guest today, who's running for city council. When we come back, I want to ask the question of your prongs, the quick sound bites that one would want to hear are what your platform is. And I'm sure you have your five whys. So I want to hit that when we get back from these messages.
This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. And talking about working within the city, they have partnered up with North State Security, and North State Security is doing the River Trail as part of the helping our police like that. The North State Security's got 150 officers out there all the time looking for things. They are plussing up our police department. The question is can they do it more? But if you're looking for somebody to get to your location in under 10 minutes to help you, if you're having problems with people there or there's somebody outside your house, North State Security can do that. How? Give them a call, 243-0295. And this is not something you have to pay $1,000 a month for. Trust me, you can get into this for a very, very, very economical price. If you want help at your house or at your business, and you mean now, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites, like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double-up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie dial. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, plus mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. $500 up for grabs, plus 500 free slot play. Don't miss our Monte Carlo tournament with a $500 add-on Thursday, February 22nd. Come explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Okay, so that's good.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're live. Oh, a lot of conversation flying around in the studio
this
morning.
Don't ever turn on those mics. Don't ever turn on those mics early.
We've had a...
Not until you point at us and tell us that it's on.
Didn't say any bad words. Don't worry about it.
Never turn on those mics until
I can't
we're
hear
looking.
You. Are you okay. on?
No.
Oh, where's Aaron?
She's right there.
Okay.
I'm right here. We were talking about all those procedures. It's okay.
That's so funny.
Sorry, I was doing a procedure over here.
Welcome back to the show here at KCNR 1460. Aaron Reznor is our guest. He's running for city council. And before we took a break, I wanted to ask, and let's get right to it. When you throw your hat into the ring and you say, I, Aaron Reznor, am now officially running for city council. And you have, of course, your passions, but the five things, or maybe they're not five, maybe there were four strong ones or three, what your platform is, can we hear what those are? Like a soundbite.
So I would say this, the things in which that I feel most passionate about are economic development, public safety, and safe parks and trails. I think that those are also the things in which that I... that I feel will change what the face of our city looks like. I think that those are the things that will carry us into the future. And I think that those are the things that matter most when people are looking to move here. During my launch the other day, I made a comment about how I'm tired of hearing other people who maybe lived here before or went to high school with me and say like, oh, hey, did you see that, you know, they don't live here anymore. Oh, did you see Redding's on top 10, whatever terrible thing.
List.
Yeah. Something, yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Annoying. And I said, I'm tired of hearing that. I want Redding to be, did you know that Redding is the second sunniest place in the country? And we yet never talk about that. Like, we have the second most sunny days here. I want to be on lists for things like that. I want to be the, I want to be in a list of the top 10 best places to start a business in California. California is a difficult place to operate a business, and I want us to be somewhere that champions economic growth, that champions ideas, that when people have a vision of what it is that they want to create or a product they want to bring to market, that they consider opening up a business here. And I want to be in the top 10 for best places to raise a family. For all of the faults that we have, I still firmly believe that this is a good place to raise children and that it is, for the most part, a safe place to raise children. The part that drives me and my why is that I want my children to have the same level of magic that I had growing up here. And I worry about that now. And so those are the things that I think will carry me through when there are days that are tough or the job seems difficult, because I really do want my children and everybody else's children to be just as proud when they grow up and go away to college. I want them to be just as proud of where they came from like I was.
You know, and we do get a lot of bad press.
Makes me smile.
Yeah, but we do get bad press over things that, when you look at it, are silly.
Fluffy.
You're right; they're fluffy stuff. Where we do have great schools, and if you're
incredible schools,
I would that I know people are out talking. You know, they're trying to get businesses in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you have the crime. Well, yes, we have crime, but there is no difference. in the type of crime we have, you can go from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down to San Diego. Everybody's got the same problem.
Yes.
It's just which level of the problem you have. And our level is probably less than it is, if you look at it, than Seattle, which is one of the richest cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much higher level of the types of crime that we have here. It's spread out, but it's still there.
Or sort of like nuisance crimes. They're like the thorn in your side. They're annoying. On Christmas night, my husband's truck was broken into, and he's working on a project at our house and at our warehouse, and so there were some tools that were in the back of the truck that were stolen. And so I feel lucky enough to be in a position in which that it didn't hurt us drastically in a financial sort of way to go replace those tools, but it's annoying.
It's
aggravating. Yeah, nobody was injured and nobody was hurt. And
everybody knows somebody that's been hurt
totally.
By or touched by this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's unfunded liabilities, which leads us to like so many different things here. But unfunded liabilities, millions that we have and we're facing. And if the state of California drops that interest rate one more time, of what coming into CalPERS, which I would be totally surprised if they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do then? I mean, that's another 3 or 4 million a year.
I think that there have to be some drastic cuts that are made. I think that you do have to go into things and figure out where exactly can we cut. And I'm a firm believer when there are times in our business in which that money has been tight or we've been needing to make wise financial decisions, that those get carried all the way across the board. So I think that you make those cuts evenly. I think that you make those cuts in a fair sort of way. I think you make those cuts in a transparent sort of way. And I think we have to do a better job of sharing with the public what it is that exactly looks like, of what those cuts look like, of what that liability looks like. But we also, you can't just cut everything. There are certain things in which that are quality of life issues and the things that we need to maintain, because bringing it back later on would cost us a much more money. And so I think that we also have to be better at driving revenue. And even if that means that as a city council person, that once a month, every person sitting on city council creates a laundry list. And these are all of the businesses that they call and ask, what can we do to get you here? Because we have to figure out a way in which that we can create more revenue, because we can't cut ourselves out entirely out of that situation. But I do think that there has to be a conscious effort by city council to say, if there's money coming in for something, it has to go to pay towards this.
The city council right now is really contemplating bringing marijuana into our city.
I like that you wanted to ask me all of the fun topics.
Well, I'm asking every one of them.
We haven't gone to Stillwater.
I love
yet.
That.
No,
we're
working our way to Stillwater. Trust me, because
it's not
because,
fun.
Because
but
the marijuana.
Love to hear
because,
creative thoughts.
And I'll tell you the things that we hear on the show from people who are coming through here.
Yep.
One. Would you support the marijuana initiative?
I think that, to be 100% honest, I think that I've super respected the way in which that Julie Winters answered. In the very beginning, probably a couple of months ago, in which that she said, as a medical provider, as a parent, and as a city council person, I see this in three different ways. And I thought, because I sat in the audience and thought, man, how would I have voted on this topic? And being somebody who was super logical and being a person who I probably can't relate to, I don't really understand the idea of doing something that makes you lazy, because I'm a super productive person. But I think that I would have voted in a way in which to support some sort of way that the city could control that. Because if there are things, we act in this sort of way, the state puts on, so like AB 109 is something that's passed state level, and then us as a county and a city, we're forced to deal with how do we then figure out how that works for us exactly. And so I think that there are certain things like marijuana that are going to maybe not be something that we personally would ever vote in support of, but now this is something that the state has put on you or allowed or created this dynamic or culture for you. So then how do you regulate and mandate what looks best for your city? And I think that I probably would have taken that sort of realm. How is it that I can regulate this that works best for our city.
So that's kind of a yes, because that's what Julie said. She was saying mm-hmm. yes. All right. So, you know, and that's the first time I've heard that way, that, hey, this has been foisted on us through AB 109 and then the state voting for this. So we've got to take...
Well, I wouldn't say in the AB 901, but similar to how that was something that happened that we then aren't necessarily prepared for, and we need to figure out how we deal with it.
How we can be prepared. Okay. Which leads us to the next question. Then we talk about Stillwater. When I talk to the EDD people and I talk to other people, Stillwater, they've already been asked about bringing in production facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the growing facilities, but the production facilities where they take the marijuana and they make it into marijuana medicine, or what other things that they do with it. The city of Shasta Lake has sold out all of their industrial park.
Uh-huh.
Every bit of land they have out there, because they've embraced the marijuana, the selling, the whole thing. Is this something else that you think that was that hand in hand with okaying the sale of marijuana in town?
So I super believe in transparency, and my team will say I probably shouldn't answer this question, but I believe in authenticity. And I threw away in a half-joking sort of manner. I said, here's the deal. If the city is going to pass something along those lines, and we have a giant business park that is like one street, one area, you could mandate. There was a gentleman who said that he owns something. He must own a co-op or in something in Shasta Lake, but he lives in L.A. And he was talking about that in L.A., if somebody wants to come in and buy something, that there's an armed security guard there the entire day, that it looks, there are regulations as far as what it can look like, who can come, what the hours are, that they can operate, when they offer their books, all of those sort of things. And so I threw it in a joking sort of manner. I said, well, you have one area that you could totally regulate, put security on one section of town, it would be sold out. It would solve that solution. Do I know 100% of it? I looked at all of the options to say that's not the best option, or that's not the wisest option, or I wouldn't want that in my backyard sort of thing. No, I haven't vetted all of those. But like I said earlier, I think that every option has to be on the table, and you have to be willing to discuss them in an unbiased sort of way. It may not be the decision that I would make for my family or as a mom. But there are certain things in which that I think sometimes you have to approach that in a logical sort of way. What works out best? And so I think all options have to be on the table.
The mayor of City of Shasta Lake said, the fact is it's here, they're going to use it, and if they are, they're going to pay for it.
I got to say, I was at Shasta Lake the other day. I drove in on, I think it was Thursday. Yes, I went to Dan's Optical, and I went to Shasta Lake Flooring. And I had not been there since the Veterans Day Parade. And I was very impressed with how they're cleaning up the city. They're beautifying the city. So it just...
$440,000 last year.
I saw two different areas on the main street there where there were some cops. So I don't know what was going on. And, you know, two different ones. So when I had gone into Dan's Optical, the guy there said, yeah, they're really, really working on cleaning up the downtown. I love it.
Let's just face it, money. There's a lot of money in this. And so...
That's not always good.
That's true. It's not always good. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. But that's right. It's not always good.
Because there's a lot of money in cocaine, too.
Yep. This portion of the show brought. Yeah. Okay. So if you legalize this, okay.
Yeah.
If this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. If you're going to get a haircut, you need to go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known, they give discounts to seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What could be more than that? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor, and who's running for Redding City Council.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, and in here we have with us Aaron Reznor, who is one of the, I shouldn't say founders, but you're the founder of it here in Northern California of Dutch Bros. And you have grown your business. You've got a background in business. You've got, you've raised your, you have three children that you're homeschooling, but also, are they going out to other schools too? Or
I have one at Shady Oaks, okay. And I have one, who homeschools currently through Chrysalis.
Okay. And then,
An 11 month old. She's on my hip.
Yeah. Where is she? Who's got her? It's Chris got her. Okay. Aaron, you're running on a platform. How would you describe your platform? What are you running on?
I think that I would describe my platform as an emphasis of cooperation and leveraging the assets in which that we have. I mean, I really am passionate about public safety, about economic growth, and passionate about safe parks and trails. For a multitude of reasons that we went into a little bit before, but I think mostly my goal is to enhance quality of life in Reading.
Okay, enhance quality of life. I like that. So, what do you think about the downtown resurgence that we're looking at right now? We're looking at K2, the Knott Brothers building right down the street from us. I mean, we could hit it.
If one of us had a really good arm.
Well, we could hit with a baseball, or we could a really kind of like a half-ass shot with a golf club. We could hit it. But then right behind us, we could hit it with a baseball, with McConnell talking about taking down the police station right behind us.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at, how do you feel about the early talks about taking down the parking structure?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, the parking structure is going to not be a viable option or a safety standard in the next 5 years of a portion of it and the next 8 years of the other portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we do nothing, it will not be structurally sound
and usable then.
And usable in 5 years. So we have to do something.
Right now, it's kind of a great place for people to
hang out,
camp out.
Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes that it is, but when we look at, I mean, I park in that structure pretty often. Mm-hmm. When I'm coming and going from downtown. A lot of people, I mean, we have a couple hundred people who probably park in there every single day. The entire top is...
People don't realize how many people use this.
Hundreds of people every single day.
As if you're elected to the city council, mm-hmm. you're looking at, if you do away with this, there's going to be hundreds of parking spots that are disappearing then. What do you do then?
I think that we need to start educating people on the other. There are something like 11 different parking structures. Parking areas, parking lots right around this area. And I'm a firm believer, as somebody who travels a lot, that we don't necessarily have a parking problem as much as we have a walking problem.
Exactly. That's a way to look at it.
Like I said before, this is a very sunny place. There's something crazy like 300 days of the year.
Palm Springs and Redding.
Yeah.
Palm Springs, there's a difference of 1 degree. If you look at it, average mm-hmm. between Palm Springs and Redding.
Yeah. If we walk a couple of blocks, it's great. We get out. You know what that means?
It
means we
walk fast. Get out in that 112 and walk.
It's okay.
Oh, how many days a year is it like that? 8?
It's okay.
Okay, but that's cool. And I like that attitude.
And maybe you walk by somewhere that offers you a cold drink.
Right.
And then we increase economic growth.
There you go. See, where would that place be? Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. That went almost past my head right then.
No, back in the day, you used to have your square, your town square, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where everybody hung out and visited.
The downtown mm-hmm. resurgence, I think, is so important. So you're all in support of that.
Yeah, I think that a healthy and vibrant downtown usually ends up snowballing into a vibrant and healthy city.
I think people don't realize that if you travel to Europe at all,
mm-hmm.
you see people walking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, but the other thing you see is a very strong transportation system, mass transit system.
Mm-hmm.
Something we don't have here. Not because even though we have the buses.
The RABA.
It's a chicken and the egg. Because you've got RABA with buses that are half empty most of the time, not taking the routes as fast or as many times as they can because nobody's riding it because the bus isn't coming there. Is there any way you want to look at the our mass transit system here?
I love that you said transportation because it's not usually one in which that I talk about because I don't feel that I am the most educated in all of the transportation options. I feel like I'm still educating myself mm-hmm. in that. But, I mean, there are people in which that need to take RABA and it's very difficult to have a waitressing job and then to take RABA. We only operate like half days on Saturday or Sunday. Well, if you are a single mom who is trying to make ends meet and having a car is expensive and so you're trying to take the bus, it's really hard to operate in that sort of like in a waitress sort of job while you're trying to put yourself through school. And do that. So I would love to see us do twofold. I would love to see us maybe extend out some of those hours. And I would also love to see us be more accessible as far as tying river trail needs so that if somebody is on an electric bike or on a regular bike, that there are lots of options for us and connectivity. Because I think that the way in which that we're a very car-dependent culture, but I do think that the way in which what the next 20 years looks like is different than what it looks right now. I think we need to be planning. What does the next 20 to 30 years look like?
Do you talk to Rachel Hatch a lot?
Yeah, Rachel and I are good friends.
That's what I figured. But I think you're right. I think that there's got to be places where you can plug in your electric bike or my Segway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Segway. I was just thinking about, you know, because we live downtown. You know, can you imagine
Valentine's Day is coming. He wants a Segway.
Would you take it? You have to take like a bag, a man bag over your, can you do that?
Sure, because in there I can put in my computer, a gun, smoke grenade to break contact and keep moving extra ammo, right? So, no,
He's not kidding either. Okay.
Nope.
No, of course not. And
always prepared.
I'm here with Aaron Reznor, who's running for city council, Reading City Council. We've talked on a lot of different things here. But hey, if you're going to run here, I got to hear at least the beginning. And as we get closer to the election, we're going to drill down more to it, too, because, what you're saying is important. So right now we've kind of wave-topped a lot of things, even though you've gotten down deeper with others. I like that. But I think the people, and especially in the transparency, we have to have somebody that when you hit the ground, when you get elected, you don't get that chance to ramp up. You've got to have them coming in there with, these are my ideas, and I have to play well with others.
Yep.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of my strongest suits. I don't know if that's just a millennial thing or that we were forced to work in groups a lot growing up as kids, and so we all work well with others. But that's something in which that I do extremely well, and I think that part of it comes from naturally I just like it, and I think that the other part of it comes from that for the last 14 years, Chris and I have spent a lot of time in volunteering in our community and giving back, and so. With no political agenda whatsoever. And so we have that sort of relational equity with people who maybe would disagree or maybe vote in a different sort of way with us. But we have that sort of relational equity that I think that they'll come to the table and have conversations with me. And I've worked with almost every single person who's sitting up there already. So I'm pretty excited about what that would look like.
You definitely have had accessibility. I mean, you are so... out there in the community, and we love that about you as well. And you're so articulate and so, such a kind-hearted woman.
Mm-hmm,
so we want to say that about you as well. And Carl and I are big fans of what you and Chris have done in the community. Because I think that, again, when you say you put your stake in the ground, so have we. When you kind of, you bleed for your work.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And you sacrifice for your work. But that also is, because we're a community based as well, where we love to support a community and let people tune into us so they can hear who's doing what and why do you feel that way. So we love calls coming in, and thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well, you'll be back more as this gets a lot closer. But for everybody, we want everybody to come in here. We want to ask everybody approximately the same questions, too. Because
that are running for city council.
Yeah, that are running for city council or county supervisor.
And county supervisor.
Okay, thanks a lot. We are here, of course, with Aaron Reznor, who is running for Reading City Council. And we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Watch out. It's starting to be up in the 70s. Make sure you're hydrated.
Okay. Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.